extremely important for the pyramid builders. But there is another one which is so important for the humanity today. In the underground tunnels and on the pyramids, pyramids of the sun and the moon and tumulus, very low, ultra-low frequencies of electromagnetism. It was 7.83 hertz. It is called infrasound because our ears, they can hear from 10 hertz to 20 kilohertz.
Isn't that close to the Schumann resonance?
There you go. Exactly. So if it is above 20 kilohertz, it is called ultrasound. If it is below 10 hertz, it is called infrasound. And 7.83 is what science calls the Schumann resonance. What does that mean? Well, everything in nature resonates. It has its certain frequencies. For example, our mother planet, it had been resonating at 7.83 hertz for millions of years. And it is a Schumann resonance. 100 years ago, Nikola Tesla, he guessed that the resonance of our planet was about 8 hertz. And 50 years ago, von Schumann finally got precise number, 7.83. Well, everything in nature also resonates. The plants, the animals, the humans. The best frequency for us, humans, is 7.83. That's the best one for our physical, mental, and spiritual abilities. And the frequency of our planet was at 7.83 until 1990. What happened after that? Well, HARP project that we've been developing here in the United States. Then cell phones, computers, laptops, microwaves, a lot of bad electromagnetism is going to the ionosphere. And from there, it's affecting the resonance of our planet. By 1994, the resonance of our planet was already at 8.5. And it's been continuously rising since 94. So last year, 2012, it was already at 14.5. This year, 2013, 15.1. 2014, it'll get close to 16 hertz and so on. And this is very bad. Because the higher the frequency, it is affecting our brain waves in a very negative way. The medical science knows that when we sleep, when we are in a state of deep sleep, that the frequency that our brain waves makes, they are from 0.5 to 4 hertz. When we are in deep meditative states, it's from 4 to 7.4 hertz, and it is called a theta state. When we are very relaxed, we are from 7 to 14 hertz. It is called alpha state of our brain. And that's the best range for our memory, for our creativity, for all the intellectual activities. And the Schumann resonance is exactly within this range. Now, when we wake up, when we start doing our daily activities, our frequency is going to 15, 16, 18, 20 hertz. When we drive fast cars, when we are under adrenaline, 25, 30 hertz. Well, we can live under adrenaline only a short period of time, 5, 10, 15 minutes. If we are exposed longer, then we are getting nervous. Now,
chronic stress.
Exactly. 24 hours a day. So, it seems when it comes to the end of our world, it will not be caused by thermonuclear war. It will not be caused by so-called global warming, but by our technology. Because if we continue this way, our future will be certain. We will all become very aggressive zombies. And guess what? In Bosnian pyramids, in Bosnian underground tunnels, this complex still generates 7.83 hertz. So the Bosnian pyramids are guardian of the best frequency for our planet. And If we are able, if we have access to Chinese, Egyptian, Mexican pyramids, we would prove that they were built, the pyramids were built, as the guardians of the best frequency of our planet. They were actually guarding our planet. So that's one of the answers also. So you started with a question about the negative ionization, and yes, we get the most benefits from those pyramidal structures. Ancients were so smart. They knew that the most powerful geometrical shape when it comes to the energy is the shape of the pyramid.
This is so fascinating because I've been thinking about this, the 7.83, how it's gone up. And some people say, oh, but it's great that it's going up. That means that we're raising our vibrations. That's why you hear from the New Age movement all the time. But, you know, just think about the amount of people, I myself included, who hardly can't sleep. I have to really listen to music, lower the hertz, and, you know, have binaural beats to take me to sleep because I can't. And I wonder if all of this electromagnetic soup that we're living in is preventing us from reaching that 7.83 that's so important. And what I was mentioning,